ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chill. I get it until the sunrise. Doing 90 and a 65. Windows roll down, screaming now. Number one hustler getting money. Why you wanna count my money? I'm a hustler, don't need man, one of y'all, you see. I see police on that crooked eye. Doing 100 on when the state 9 to 5. My shorty leaning, blasting, I do or die. Wishing that I'm what I saw, got one, cause we certified. Got a system that'll beat and knock your wall off. Got a p- under my seat, it's sawed off. Got a bunch of goons, hope to never call off. I'm a sniper sitting on the roof, already saw y'all. Ain't too much to put a strain on me. That's the reason why I have to put the blame on me. I'd rather have them dollar bills rain on me than to let them haters come and make a name off me. That's why get it until the sunrise. Doing 90 and a 65. Windows roll down, screaming now. I'm a one hustler getting money. Why you wanna count my money? I'm a hustler, no need man, what you see.
She said, young, why your voice so hoarse? I just sound like money, baby, I should have been a Porsche. Paint looking like a sugar-free Red Bull. I'm so paid, you know I keep a pocket full. And that's before the taxes. Took my whole gross debt and hid it under my mattress. I used to get bored, count 20s for practice. Paper therapy, we let the money relax us. Gold chains round my neck just like Michael Phelps. I made a killing in the water, killing with the water. Against all odds and I will not stop. They try to keep me on bottom but I prefer the top. And my project tick, I moved her next to Jock. She said the house was too small, I moved her next to Block. So
Riley Towers!
Oh, 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 what time is it?
I don't know.
Okay, you are listening.
Calm down over that kind of
rest. All right. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, East of Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle in the studio. Also, Hype Henry, Carnivorous Connor, Max on the field, Brendan, and the Love Doctor.
He's making his return.
Return of the Jedi.
Okay, so let's start off the show with some, one of our favorite segments. We got the chopper warmed up, back from the repair shop. This is Kyle and the Chopper. Let's see if we can connect. Hello?
Hi, Henry? Is that you?
In the chopper, yeah.
Oh, it's live?
It's live.
Okay. Whew. There's an excess of tours out on the quad day with application deadlines rolling in. Connor coming back from roof once again. Oh, Max out on the field to Milo's. And people are on the quad having some baseball catches and lacrosse passes. The landscapers mowing some delicious patterns. Now, back to the studio with Hype Henry.
Back to the studio. So, you know, it is the holiday season. Thanks for that beautiful broadcast. We're going to do Max doing the weather live from a tense family gathering. It is that season. Let's see if we can connect.
Oh, wow. This is pretty tense up in here. Really good food, though. Right now, temperature is 49 degrees with a high of 50 degrees and a low of 32 degrees. It's going to get cold tonight, but you guys got to wear those sweaters so you can keep warm at the spinner tonight. We got a sunrise at 7:07 a.m., so if you guys watch the sunrise, it was pretty nice. Sunset, 4:33 p.m. Somebody just threw a chair. That's not nice. Chance of rain, 10%. Humidity, 50%. Wind, southwest, 1 mile per hour. Visibility of 10 miles and UV index of 2. And somebody just smacked somebody in the head with the chair. There's blood everywhere. Oh my gosh, this is the most tense Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Oh gosh, okay, coming back. Okay, there we go, there we go. So now we have Brendan making his long-awaited comeback with the sports report. Let's see.
Yeah, so it's been a while since I've been back here, but it's good to be back. So I'm going to give you guys a little update on the sports in the world today. So Lafayette men's basketball, tough start, 0-6, yikes. Got a game today,
major
though.
Yikes.
Hopefully they pull off a W, playing Quinnipiac at home at 2 o'clock. Check it out if you want to go. Women's basketball, though, 3-4 this year. Doing pretty solid. Keep it rolling, girls. College football, huge day in college football today. Big college football guy. We got big matchups. We got number 12 Stanford played number 10 USC last night. USC got the W. They're Pac-12 champions this year. We got TCU versus Oklahoma. Number 11 TCU versus number 3 Oklahoma. Big game right there. If Oklahoma could pull off the win, they're probably in the college football playoffs. That's Saturday today, 11:30 on Fox. If you want to tune in. Georgia's playing Auburn today. Number 6 Georgia versus number 2 Auburn. Huge game for both these teams. And winner of that game probably get into the college football playoffs as they win in the SEC. Number 7, Miami versus number 1, Clemson today. Also another big game. Winner of that might have a chance of going into the college football playoffs. Top 4 teams, by the way, is college football playoffs in the country. That's tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC. I'll probably tune into that. And then Wisconsin is playing number 8, Ohio State, in the Big Ten Championship. That's tonight also at 7 o'clock on Fox. I got Wisconsin on that one. That's going to be a tough one for Ohio State. And other games to tune in are NFL this weekend. Got a couple big games going on. We got Eagle versus Seahawks, 8:30 NBC. Got a big Eagles fan in here, Kyle. They have a 99% chance of making the playoffs as they're 10-1 right now. But that's going to be a tough game against the Seahawks. We got Panthers versus Saints. The Saints have a line of 4, but that's going to be a tough one for the Saints. And Vikings versus Falcons, also a tough one for the Vikings as they're rolling the NFC right now. Got Rams versus Cardinals. That's another good game as Rams are one of the top teams in the league right now. And the Patriots versus the Bills this weekend, 1 o'clock on CBS. I got the Patriots all day on that one. No problem for them. That's the sports update right now. Glad to be back with you guys.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we're going to play some nice Chance the Rapper Finish Line / Drown. It's a classic. Once again, you are listening to
WJRH 1.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, the Hour of Influence. We'll be back in a few.
And we'll see.
And here's a quick PSA. Do not stick paper towels in the toilet. Bad idea.
Taxes in school. It don't even matter, I was acting a fool. But who would think the raps would turn into racks? Don't matter, matter of fact, kick could happen to you. Scars on my head, I'm the boy who lived. The boy loved playing when the boy too sick. Reclining on a prayer, I'm declining to help. I've been lying to my body, can't rely on myself, you know. Last year, I got addicted to Zans. Start forgetting my name and start to miss my chance. I laid for 4 months, end up leaving right back. I'm in love with my city, people sleep in my hat. I felt hog-tied ever since my dog died. He lit an 84, that's a long ride. I know he up there, he just sitting, he wait. I'll be racing up the stairs, I'ma get to the gate singing. Arguments experience, they get deeper than a baritone. I've been getting blocked, just trying to make songs with friends.
bitches that they own my friend. I got the bread, like how am I after too legit? I got the power, I could pull Lucifer with crucifix. I cannot strip on stupid shit. I stand up like I'm ludicrous. I know some folks that talk so much you think they drive a Uber whip. Queen said, why we in a queen bed? I said, it's yours, don't worry, little bean head. I'm just here to cut my breath, I got a world tattoo. She said, cool, just bring me some food.
Children at the altar like God inside my house. I love you, you looking holy like mama. You made a church out of feathers, so when she fly to the father, she know the choir gon' follow and all the offering paid. She gave my name away to your holy house. She like my blessings in disguise. She like her Jesus mountain high, so he can watch her lonely child. I know my God. I know my God, see his grace and his edge was a jagged forgiving that painted his city in gold. Like everything is everything, like all them days he prayed with me, like emptiness was tamed in me. And all that was left was his love. And all that was left was his love. And all that was left was his love.
All news, all the time. This is 10-10 Wins. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the world. Good morning. 120 on this New York day. Yemen rebel allies say to Saudis, let's turn the page. This reaction did not set well with the Houthis. Michael Flynn pleads guilty to lying to the FBI and will testify. Missing 3-year-old Mariah Woods believed dead. Mother's boyfriend arrested.
Waffle House customer cooks old meals after finding an employee asleep. The Yankees general manager Brian Cashman rising his career of a new management hire. The new times is 12:59.
Thank you for watching. Once again, this is 10-10 Wins. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the world. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM radio, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. Now, up and coming, we got a highly anticipated interview. All right, we're conducting an interview with one of our favorite on-campus authors who recently, you know, published a book, and we're really looking forward to getting into that. So, hype Henry, whenever you're ready. Guess he's not ready.
Hi, Henry. Gang, gang.
Stop holding the mic like that. Welcome to NPR.
My name is Connor, and I will be your host and interviewee today. And we have someone really special here. All right, we have. Oh, a local artist and author, the author of the bisexual zebra book, Stripes of All Colors. Now, why don't you introduce yourself over here? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Professor Rogers. I'm from Lehigh University, and I wrote a Stripes of All Colors after a few years of research.
Now, Mr. Rogers. Where does this palpable passion for the sexuality of the zebra, the African longhorn zebra, come from?
Well, since I'm tenured, I can kind of do whatever I want. And I submitted for a grant, and so I received $20 million from the government to go research bisexual zebras in Africa.
Well, I know you spent a lot of time studying a zebra ecology at Waterloo University, which everyone should know is the top-ranked zebra studies university in Canada. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, so I did lots of stuff with zebras. You know, I learned about their stripes. Not all stripes are created equal. I'm really just kind of experiencing the zebra lifestyle, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, I know in the first few chapters of your book, you recant many stories of your early childhood stuffed animal, Zebby. Can you tell me a little how that stuffed animal changed your perspective on animals, and maybe how it changed your own sexuality?
didn't affect mine, but this zebra, let's focus on zebras. The zebra did something pretty interesting, where I'd see, it was like Toy Story, I'd see it walking around. I'm like, you know, if this zebra can walk, then I want to know what real zebras are like. And that's why I actually just founded the Zebra Studies Institute at Lehigh University.
Oh, wow. You know, that's wonderful.
Would you like me to read a passage from my book?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. It reads, Z-E-B-R-A, the majestic zebra out in the wild. Here it is. Here it's not. Then I see its stripes. Page 27.
Now, wow, that's just mystical. That's captivating. Now, I understand you were an avid Gary Johnson supporter. It was a tough loss, but can you explain to me why you dedicated an entire chapter of your book to his early childhood?
Well, he kind of is a zebra. That's why. It might, like, he embodies the zebra mentality, you know, kind of all over the place, not being able to remember easy facts and debates. It kind of fit, and you know, Gary is a real human zebra.
Wow. For me, I certainly thought it was a breath of fresh air, I gotta say.
Thank you.
Now, everyone, I just want to make sure that you understand zebra sexuality is an extremely undervalued aspect of modern society.
Yes.
And I don't know if you have any closing words.
Well, I'd like to thank the federal government for giving me $10 million to study it as usual. These studies are very useful and way better than any type of welfare or tax cuts. So I think the government should definitely keep these up. Stuff we can learn about the sexuality of zebras, probably nothing, but we think it's a very, very nice subject. And thank you for having me on tonight.
Of course.
Any more questions?
I have a question. I actually have a question.
Oh. Yes.
Zebra black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
That so, no, that is such an old it, that is such an old bigoted way to look it, at it.
So, Brendan, it depends how they identify. Do they identify as having black stripes or white stripes? You know, stripes, it's all a figment of your imagination. It's a social construct in the zebra world.
I hope that sheds some light on.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you once again, everyone. And now to our next segment.
This has been NPR. You're listening. Once again, you are listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. We're going to have a beautiful song here, Flash Junk Mine by Milky Chance. Great song, a couple years old, classic in the alternative genre of music. Right. And we'll be back.
And once again, in the future, we have Out in the Field and the Love Doctor, as well as Thanksgiving stories coming up. So it is a fun one. We'll see you in a few, guys.
Welcome back to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio of Eastern Pennsylvania. Hour of Influence. Once again, Hype Henry in the studio. The Kyle, Carnivorous Connor, Brendan, Max, and... Oh, Love Doctor's coming to the studio. He'll be
back. Gosh, the Love Doctor's
coming. He'll be talking in a...
But first, we have a special treat from our head field correspondent, Max Perina.
Hey, guys. So it's been a while since I've done Out in the Field. So I actually made a longer episode for today. Was split into two parts. The first part comes from the beginning of November, where me, Brendan, and Kyle went out to Milo's and talked to some people. And during Thanksgiving break, when I talked to my friends from home, Obi Trite and the Yams.
All right, let's get to it.
Okay, there we go.
Is cereal soup?
No.
Why?
Because it's cereal.
But it's a liquid with stuff in it.
It's kind of in the title. Cereal. It doesn't say soup on the box. You're not buying cereal when you buy soup, not vice versa. So obviously it's not soup.
Alright, fair. Is cereal soup?
No.
Why?
Because it's cereal.
But it's a liquid with stuff in it.
It's kind of in the title. Cereal. It doesn't say soup on the box. You're not buying cereal when you buy soup, not vice versa. So obviously it's not soup.
Alright, fair. Eat.
You know, maybe if you made, oatmeal, that's probably soup. But that's hot cereal. Like milk and whatever. What's the sort of swearing? I don't know if you can swear.
Big Texas!
I wanted to be a cowboy, baby.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to be a cowboy, baby.
No, not at all.
Why?
Old cereal.
But it's...
Oatmeal's a hot
edible
cereal.
Solids inside liquids.
But it is a fruit flavor or wheat flavor.
Now soup has to be a nice bonjour of...
That's not a word.
Of a cream or tomato-based soup.
Milk cannot be in a soup. Milk cannot be the full broth of a soup. It has to be a meat-based or a tomato-based, like a vegetable or meat-based. Milk is not a good base for a soup broth.
Can vegetarians eat animal crackers?
Yeah, they're made of wheat. Do you know any vegetarians that can't eat wheat? Aside from people with, like, whatever that disease is?
Big Texas!
I wanted to be a cowboy, baby!
Hell yeah.
I wanted to be a cowboy, baby!
Yes, obviously, yes. There's no meat in them. That's just stupid.
Animals in the name.
But that is not meat. It is literally wheat. Only people who cannot eat gluten can eat that. Not vegetarians.
That's right.
So you can't eat animal crackers.
Can't eat animal crackers.
So you're a vegetarian and you're gluten. Fat people go skinny dipping.
100%.
Fat people can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah. Is it
no.
Ask him. He has an opinion. I don't.
Can fat people go skinny dipping?
No, put clothes on.
Obi Trice, real name, no gimmicks.
Is cream cheese a real cheese? No. Why not? Because you put that on bagels. What cheese is like light and fluffy and it's like gross as shit?
Yes.
Why?
Because it has the name cheese.
It has the word f***ing cheese in it, you stupid.
No.
Why?
I don't think it has cheese in it.
Why?
Because it doesn't have cheese in it. Yes, it is cheese, yeah. Wait.
Okay, I...
No.
Why?
Because it's not.
Why?
Because it's not real cheese.
It's a hot dog, a sandwich.
No.
Why?
Because it's just not.
Technically, yes, but you wouldn't call it a sandwich.
No.
Why is a hot dog not a sandwich?
Because there's not two pieces of bread.
meat?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's bread. It's stuck between two pieces of bread.
It doesn't have any vegetables on it.
You don't need to have vegetables in a sandwich.
What? Say top. Top. Say top twice. Top, top. Say top three times fast.
Top, top, top.
Say top four times fast.
Top, 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 top. Top.
What are you doing to green light? Go.
Go.
Oh my God, you guys got it. You guys aren't drunk enough
yet. Like
yes, for my radio show. Say top.
Top.
Say top twice.
Top, top.
Say top three times.
Top, top, top.
Say top four times fast.
Top, 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 top.
What do you do to green light?
Go.
What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Say top.
What?
Say top.
Top?
Yeah.
Are you about to try to
say top twice?
Top, top.
Say top three times fast.
Top, top, top.
What do you do to green light?
Go.
Bruh! Say top.
Top.
Say top twice.
No.
Say top three times.
No.
Top, top.
What do you do to green light?
Stop.
No, you go!
Okay, welcome back to the show. So the Love Doctor is coming up at 1:40, but soon we're going to talk a little bit about our Thanksgiving. Once again, the thoughts of the out in the field are not the thoughts of the show, nor the language. So let me just start you guys off. So I was at the Shack of Max and Country Club over the break, and I'm sitting having a nice turkey dinner, and the people behind us at this country club. So I'm sitting there with my sister, and the parents go up to eat. And so the grandfather's talking to his grandson, and it's like, son, you gotta work hard when you grow up. You have to work very hard, and then you can be successful and bring your family to places like this. And then so we're like, okay, that makes sense. But then he's like, not like your dad. Your dad does not work hard at all.
Yeah.
It was very cringy. I gotta say, maybe not with my family personally, but there's a lot of tension. You could cut it with a knife. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think when families get together on Thanksgiving and maybe during Christmas, great holidays, great times, but sometimes it can get tense in between some families with little close quarters. Maybe people are staying overnight, too much time with each other. But I think this grandpa is trying to play a little too much on this kid. Wait, how old do you think the kid was, Henry?
Six. Stops.
Yeah, six. I think that's a little too young. This kid is like, when kindergarten, first grade? No, no, third grade.
No, that's first grade.
First grade. First
I was
grade?
I was yeah, five in kindergarten.
Yeah, first grade.
Wow.
Okay, so I think that's a little young. This kid, he's trying to scare this kid away.
Set him up young.
Yeah, I guess.
Gotta build into mentality.
Yeah, there's two ways. You gotta maybe give him the play hard, just the work hard mentality, but he's gotta have a little play hard in there, especially if he wants to come to Lafayette College.
What's the mentality here?
Work hard, play hard mentality at Lafayette College. It's a recurring theme here at
where?
On the Hour of Influence.
Yeah.
So, right. I think my Thanksgiving was a delightful one. Delicious turkey made from a, what's it called? What do we have? I don't know. Some people
wait,
keep
it
calling
seems,
in.
It seems like we have a love doctor call.
Love doctor's coming
oh,
up.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
already?
Let's
see if we can get this. Connect. Hello? Hello?
He doesn't have
set. Fine.
No, I'm trying to get them to connect. Hello? Wait, let's see if we can do this. Hello? You have to talk loud. Wait. Hello?
Hi.
Turn the volume here.
Okay, I'm turning up the volume. Volume's all the way up. Could you say hello again?
Hello.
Hello. So, how can we help you today?
Yes, okay, so, well, basically, I don't know. For my entire life, you know, I've always kind of considered myself to be straight. Or, I mean, I thought
you have
I
to
was.
Talk a little louder, please.
Yeah, so basically, my entire life, I always thought I was straight, you know, like, I had boyfriends in high school, and, like, I dated people, you know, and stuff like that. But anyways, then, got to college, right, and I walked into my room the first day, and, like, I don't know why, but, like, my roommate, oh my God, she's just such a goddess. Like, I mean, it's awkward, and, like, I don't know how to, like, tell her this, you know, like, she'll bring guys home and stuff like that, and I, like, get angry at her, and she thinks I get angry at her because, like, I'm jealous of, like, I'm sorry that I'm, like, just upset about, like, the guys and because I want to be alone. But it's actually because, like, she's bringing in guys and I just can't express this to her. And, you know, it's a bit of a dilemma of a situation.
So, now, so, in a sentence, could you, like, so, you have a crush on your roommate?
Basically.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right.
Love Doctor, could we, This is your first problem. So we're starting you off with a tough one, I guess.
Wow. Yikes. This is a new question. So I think you're in a little dilemma here. If your roommate is straight and you have a crush on her, it's kind of going to be hard to get your feelings across to her if she doesn't feel the same way as you. So, I mean, if
how,
I were to give
how
you...
How can I know, but how do I know, like, maybe she's... Like, what if she's just suppressing her feelings? You know, like, what if she's bringing them just to, like, make me jealous or something, and she knows? And what if she's in love with me, you know?
Then, only thing you can do is ask her. You can't just go around thinking that she has feelings for you when you just want to think that.
What dorm is this?
I live in Conway.
Conway! Shout out Bobby Muscles.
That's a new one over here. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so advice to you would be I'd sit her down, talk to her about this. I mean, that's the only way it's going to make it better.
Yeah. So is this the only girl you've ever had a crush on?
Yes. That's why it's weird.
Only girl you've had a crush on.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, if you saw her, you'd probably also have a crush on her. Honestly, she's actually just perfect.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Like, inside and out.
Oh, that's a tough one. You have to go for it, then. I mean, you can't spend the rest of, like, your year here thinking what could have happened or what should have happened.
Are you sure about that, Love Doctor?
Yes, all right. This is my advice. All right, take a seat.
Okay.
This is my advice coming from Love Doctor. I'd talk to her, though, see what she says. If she says no, it might make things a little awkward, but it's better knowing for sure than to think about it all the time.
And if she says no, do I then just pretend that it was a lie? Like, do I was joking? Like, April Fool's? Or what do I do?
You could play that card. That's another tricky card. I think that you just have to maybe move on. Try to find other girls that you like. Or just, I guess, just move on. I mean, if she's not for you, then she's not for you.
So, she did say this is the only girl she's ever liked, though.
Yes, I know, but there's other fish in the sea.
Yeah,
but there's no other fish like her in the sea, you know.
Do you have a boyfriend currently?
No, I don't have a boyfriend currently.
Okay, I thought you said that because that.
No, she did have.
No, I used to have a boyfriend. Okay. I don't have one currently.
Nah, this is zesty. Any final questions for the infinite wisdom of the Love Doctor?
No, that was all. Thank you very much, Love Doctor. All
right, have a good one.
Okay. Bye. So that was heavy.
Heavy indeed.
So yeah, that was a new question. All right,
so back to my Thanksgiving story.
Nobody cares about
Thanksgiving. So let's reflect on this. So the girl has a crush on her roommate.
Yes.
And gets angry when she hangs out with guys. But
I mean, I can understand that. I can understand that. If you have feelings for somebody and they're hanging out with somebody else,
same boot. Killer Cole.
Killer Cole.
Wait, what? Just
kidding. No. It's just like
we've heard the Love Doctor's perspective. Why don't we get someone else?
Max Perino's.
Brendan or Max, you guys want to say something about the situation? Yeah. Brendan, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about this actually. This is kind of a weird situation, to be honest. I mean, like, I kind of get where she's coming at, but I mean, she has a boyfriend, or she's hanging out with guys. I mean, if she felt the same way, she might be making the same move. So I mean, yeah. I get what the Love Doctor's saying, but I mean,
Love Doctor is being a little too compassionate for me. I think that in a on a college campus like this, or like any other campus, I think that in this new world that there's enough people that'll be open to.
We got another call.
Okay,
the Love Doctor.
Love is nice today.
One second. Cut me off.
Okay, let me connect. Wait. Okay. Hello?
What's up, Max?
No, Max isn't mic'd in currently. You're talking to the Love Doctor.
Yeah, it's Love Doctor.
Max can hear you, though.
Oh, Max isn't here today?
No, Max is here, but this is the Love Doctor segment for the Love Doctor. Max is taking a poop.
When is Max going to be back,
Be back in like 10 seconds. Max, get over here!
I'm coming! I'm right here! Who's on the phone?
Max.
Who is on the phone?
It's Ben, Max.
Hey, Ben, what's going on, dude? How's it going?
Am I on a radio show now?
Yes, you are. You are on the show. Welcome to the Hour of Influence.
Just kidding. What's up? What are we talking about?
Talking about love. You got any love questions?
Love? Yeah, like, I don't even know. What is love, guys? Like, help me.
Well, love doctor, what is love?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me no more.
Love is a very complex thing in life, and it only comes around once.
Which you have a doctorate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, only comes around once.
Nice. So, what's your question? That's just your question? What is love?
Any specific questions about prom, living it up in the love, any babes?
Where can you find love?
Where can you find love?
Besides a hopeless place.
Besides a hopeless place.
Behind a hopeless place?
Yeah.
Anywhere. I mean, love can be found on college, in a car, at a restaurant, on the street, at a bar. It just you never know when it's coming around. It just hits you like a brick wall.
In roof.
I don't know if Max has found love yet.
Okay, so we have some more questions to get to. If you don't have any specifics, we're gonna have to cut you off, buddy.
See you nice later. Talking to you, Ben.
Okay, so that was definitely interesting. So we have some questions from the email. As always, make sure to email WJRH_thehourofinfluence@gmail.com. So, first question coming from Juicy Juicy Kamon. Dear Love Doctor, it's great to have you back. Someone in my final project group for my FYS keeps asking me to study alone. I think he's trying to make a move or just trying to get some serious studying done?
All right, I've answered this question about 5 times already. Like, this is the same question over and over. Somebody likes me in a group. I want to go hang out with them.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to answer the exact same question that I've had the entire time in the same way. If you like somebody and you want to hang out with them, then ask them out. Don't just be that person that hangs around and hope something happens.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so the Kyle's opinion, I think that with the work hard, play hard mentality, you never know. They could be wanting to study.
Second question from Gates. How do I dress for a spinner?
All right. Well, we got spinner coming up Saturday. Today. Tonight. Big spinner.
Sweaters.
Christmas edition. Get your sweaters out.
Do you dress the theme or not the theme?
Dress the theme. I mean,
looks like we have a call from
But do you wear a sweater or a big sweater, which acts like a sweater dress?
No, it's for Hello? Guys or girls?
Hello?
Girls.
Who is this?
What?
Exactly. All right, thank you.
We're gonna cut you off.
Thank you for.
So to answer the question, actually, for.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I guess the love doctor's just not getting his time today.
No, let's hear it.
Oh, we're getting it. All right.
Hey, come on.
So for the sweater question, dressed or not to dress? For guys, just dress it. Wear a sweater. Don't be that guy that is not dressed like it. Just wears like a flannel or something. That'll probably be me. Actually, yeah. I don't have a sweater yet.
And the second one is for formals. If it says like formal, can I get away with the sweater? How do I want to dress to impress the ladies?
Formal. Well, you gotta dress formal for a formal. Actually, last night the trio was out in the I saw the trio out. Brendan, Kyle, and Max. I was walking around. I saw them out there. They were with a lot of people with formal, and it's just a nice jacket, a nice shirt, khakis, dress shoes. Any way you address formal.
Definitely. Now, I hear Kyle has one that was hand-delivered to him. A question for the love doctor.
Whoa. All right, it's Look very, very bad handwriting. So, okay, if you people keep calling in and we hang up, that
Stop
means
calling.
We're not accepting calls right now. The love doctor is preoccupied.
169 missed calls. We're not even calls. Joking.
Wow, look at that.
Major, it's a nice number.
Major accent. Okay, this... Coming from Zate.
Whoa.
Must be one of my neighbors.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
All right. So I have a single, and the girl... All right. So the first floor of my building, it's a common room. And there's always people down there, but I want to have, like, friends over and maybe a girl. Is it weird if I just bring them upstairs and hang out alone? Or
in the confines of a single.
Yeah, in the confines of a single. Is that in like a group setting, is that way too quick?
So let me get this straight. You're with friends in the common room and you want to bring a girl upstairs from the friend group. And you think that might be weird.
I don't know, this isn't me.
this is a person.
Caller. They didn't leave a big
description. All right, well, they're not really giving me a description, but I'll take it like that.
Okay, take it. Taking a big...
Well, that's not weird at all.
I think you have to make it kind of discreet in a sense. You can't really just be like, yo, we're going to go upstairs right now. But it's kind of like, all right, we're going to go hang out for a little bit or something. We'll see you guys later. Yeah. I mean, this is college, all right? A lot of people hang out together in separate rooms by themselves. So I don't think that's necessarily weird in a sense. But I really don't think that's weird at all. I mean, you were single. That's an advantage of having a single. You don't have a roommate. You don't have to deal with a roommate.
What about Tar Beach?
Tar Beach. Shout out to Tar Beach. Great place.
Okay. So the phone number is 610-330-5316.
The Love Doctor will take two more questions.
If you want to call in and actually have a question,
yes.
Not these.
Yeah, not this definition of love.
Who keep calling in and not asking questions.
No, whoa. No, we got some good questions.
Oh, we
got
to call right
now. Okay, there we go. Oh, gosh. Let me connect. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, these kids. Dude, we have 15. Okay, you have a question? Yeah? Oh my gosh, these kids. Okay, what's your question?
My boyfriend cheated on me with my best friend in my dorm room.
Your boyfriend cheated on you with your best friend in your dorm room? And what do you want to know about that?
I still love him.
You still love him, so she wants to know what to do. Should she forgive him? So, first question, did she cheat on your bed or your roommate's?
Mine and my roommate's.
Both beds. Dude, this was an affair. Scandalous. Love, Doctor. Oh, gosh, Max. What are you doing?
All right. Stop. This is a tough one, actually. You still love him, even though he cheated on you with your best friend in your dorm room.
Sorry for those buzzes, folks. Fixed.
I mean... Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, it really depends on the person and what you. What was that?
Should I propose to him?
Propose.
Oh, whoa, slow down. Propose.
Yeah.
Please don't propose. That's just.
Should she take it back? Does he want to?
Slow down.
Does he want to get back with you?
Yeah, he told me he'll buy me jewelry.
He'll buy you jewelry.
One and only.
You want a sugar daddy, is he?
Alright,
I mean, if that's what you want, I guess, but, I mean, I'm the love doctor here, I'm not the jewelry doctor,
Well, what's worth more to you, faithful love or Tiffany Bangle?
What?
What's worth more to you? What's worth more to you, love, faithful love, or a Tiffany & Co. bracelet?
A Tiffany bracelet.
Okay, I think we have our answer.
Yeah.
You should stick with it.
Yeah, stick with it.
Thanks for calling in. Yep.
Thank you for calling.
It's good when people let us know their true intentions.
All right, so back to my Thanksgiving.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving.
We have a turkey on the smoker.
Ooh.
Smoked your turkey?
I'm pretty sure like 12 hours.
Okay.
Was that delicious or what?
I didn't have it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yum. Also, we had the nice mashed potatoes on the side. Maybe like 10 pounds of butter in there. 10 sticks of butter. Not 10 pounds. And then some nice stuffing. We had like 4 different kinds of stuffing. 4 different kinds of cranberry sauce.
Sounds like true love to
me. My mom makes the best cranberry sauce. Hands down.
Homemade.
None of that canned. Whatever that stuff is. Nah. Yeah. And then some delicious pumpkin pie. Creamy as ever. Some ice cream on top. Some Edie's. Whoa. Just vanilla ice cream from Upper. And then to top it off, great family meal. Great. Everyone got along.
Okay.
And then some GameCube in the end, some Smash Bros.
Oh, that's so that sounds amazing. We just want to say we have a special coming up next week. It was our last show of the year, as in last show of 2017. This is the fa-la-la-la-la Christmas special. We're going to have the house packed. We're going to have 8 DJs in here. We're going to have DJ Tiny T, DJ Cole, the Burger Man Burger. We're going to have DJ Bobby, Muscle Man Muscles. Yeah, and then we'll have...
muscles on top of his muscles.
It's great. So all I'm saying is...
And maybe Big Shuck.
And we might also have Allison Byerly, the president of college, to discuss her favorite gingerbread recipe.
Also, Stormzy might be coming in for a little guest visit.
Or your good boy.
Okay, so with that being said, we're going to send you guys out with an instant classic. This is a certified platinum song of the year. it's really deep. It's got a lot of metaphors. And we're talking about, of course, Lil Pump. But make sure to tune in next week. We see our head field reporter has something to say.
Like, can I talk about my Thanksgiving a little bit?
Yeah, well, quick.
Yeah, I'll tell a quick story. So my Thanksgiving wasn't too crazy. I mean, we just chilled at home, but I got to hang out with a lot of my friends over break. Shout out to Tor for coming to Lafayette a week before Thanksgiving started and chilling at my party on that Wednesday night. Shout out to OB Yams for making my Thanksgiving break so much fun. Shout out to David, Alex, Miles, Chris, everybody who made my Thanksgiving great. Thankful for all of you.
Shout out to our top listeners, Dana, Juliana,
Bobby Muscles.
Bobby Muscles, DJ Tiny T.
That Uber driver.
The Uber driver.
All the fam out there, the homies. All the other.
Peter Perina.
All
Peter
the Perino, other, always. All the other 1,100 listeners.
Big Brian.
Big Bri.
Yeah, indeed. And then also, you know, one day, I feel like our everyday listeners are afraid to call in. You know, if you guys have a question, no matter the age, let's say you're having some problems with the wife, say you're having some problems in life with the finance, we'll try to give you some answers.
It doesn't always have to be Love Doctor, especially with our favorite listeners. Like, we value you as much as you value us.
Yeah, and
we're family.
Yeah, no, seriously, like the people we have 1,100 listeners. Not all of them can be college kids, right? So if you guys are feeling like calling in, then definitely call in. So that being said, song of the century, most beautifully composed song ever. I think it was written by Frank Sinatra, actually.
Yeah, this is not released until 60 years after he originally wrote it.
Yeah, so with that being said, make sure to tune in for the holiday special. It's going to be high-budget stuff. We're going to have the eggnog chug. What's it called?
Eggnog.
Eggnog chug. So, here is Gucci Gang.
One last PSA. Do not stick your finger in your fans. That's going to hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Gucci Gang by Lil Pump. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh. Brr. Gucci Gang. Oh.
That's it right now, T-Nail.
Lil Pump. Yeah. Gucci Gang. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Big head on the beat.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spread their racks on new chain. My blood do.
Ooh,
I forgot names. I can't buy me no wetter rain.
Ooh,
rather go and buy ball mains. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spread their racks on new chain. My blood do. Ooh, I forgot names. I can't buy no wetter rain. Rather go and buy ball mains. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
My lean cost more than your rent.
It do.
Ooh, your mama still live in the tent. Yeah, still slanging dope in the jets.
Yeah,
me and my grandma take meds.
Ooh,
none of this shit be new to me.
Nope.
Fontes called tutories.
Yeah,
bought some red bars called Telegies. Telegies. Company. Brit smell like some cigarettes.
Cigarette.
I'd rather a project.
Yeah.
They kick me out of plane off Percocet. Not a Lil Pump, but I'm private jet.
Yeah.
Everybody scream jet. Lil Pump still stuck that meth.
Yeah.
100 on wrist, sipping on tech. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spread their racks on new chain.
Yeah.
My blood do.
Ooh.
I forgot names.
Yeah.
I can't buy me no wetter rain.
Ooh.
Rather go and buy ball mains. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spent their racks on new chain. My blood do.
Ooh.
I forgot names. Yeah. I can't buy no wetter rain.
No.
Rather go and buy ball mains. Hey. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Lil Pump. Yeah. Lil Pump.
Shake your left hand, gobble, shake your right hand, gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Shake your left foot, gobble, shake your right foot, gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. Can I have a beat? Can I move my feet? Can I have a turkey to eat? It's Thanksgiving, let's go all in.